As demonstrations continue in Ferguson, Missouri, in response to the killing of 18-year-old Michael Brown, the youth of Ferguson are grappling with what is happening in their community. A team of KBIA reporters on Thursday went to the apartment complex where Brown was shot 5 days earlier to have conversations with young people about the past and future of their town. Producers Austin Federa, Katie Heiler, Hope Kerwin, and Bram Sable-Smith spoke with the youth in Ferguson, and here's what they had to say.
My name is Paris Stanley, P-A-R-I-S-S-T-A-N-L-E-Y, and I'm 19 years old.
All right, my name is Ryan Addison, R-Y-A-N-A-D-D-I-S-O-N, and I'm 20.
Like, this is not something that's new. People scared of the police. You got a broken tail light, you think you're going to jail when you really get a ticket. You know, people scared. Oh, yeah, this was going to happen one way or another. Maybe not the same exact situation, the same person.
Or in the same place.
Or in the same area, but this was going to happen. You know what I mean? It's a lot of accusations and stuff being made, like, okay, all this rioting. I don't necessarily agree with it. I don't agree with the destroying of the property because this is the community I live in. I don't agree with that. But what do you expect a group of people to do when you take everything from them? All the time.
You don't give them no justice.
Don't give them nothing back. You don't give nobody nothing back, no justice. You just take. What you want us to do? I mean, what do you want people to do? And that's exactly what it's become. It's become people versus the law.
What's your name?
My name is Joshua Wilkes. If you walk down the side of the street, mind your own business. If you walk in two or three people in the group, they're stopping you, assuming that you did a crime or just wanted to check you for your ID for nothing. It's just, we've been going through that for years, and it's just finally somebody is able to hear the story and the things that we've been going through.
So you feel that if it weren't for the protests and the rioting, that a black kid getting shot by a cop in the street in St. Louis would not have been a story?
If it wasn't for the protests, it wasn't for the rioting, it would have just got swept under the rug like another DWI stop. I mean, a lot of opportunities that I see a kid, like the guy, he was finna start college Monday. So it's a lot of, we can't just say that we don't have no opportunities when we graduate. Our opportunities are cut short because of the police are murdering our young black youth. You know what I mean? It's just, we have a lot of opportunities. That shows you right there that they're doing something by graduating high school. The perfect thing that I want for all of this is for my young black generation, the youth, to come together and stick together and stop all the black-on-black crime, and for the police to do a better job in protecting and serving and stop harassing our young black youth. You know, it's just, I want more for my city than what it is now. It's just, it kills me that it takes this for everyone to come together in the community. You haven't heard any black young males getting killed, or any black-on-black crimes, any drive-bys, because people are so focused on this that the police brutality is the number one issue out here. Whether you're black or white, police brutality is the number one issue, period.
Do you mind if I ask your name?
Andrea. I don't think a positive outcome will come out of this. I think because they over there showing you, like, pictures of the people that looting, but we didn't know who the person was who caused all of this to begin with. That's just really messed up. He killed. He took somebody's child. Like, she'll never get her son back again. Like, out of all of this, her son is gone. If I was to live in Chesterfield, which is, like, a white predominant area, I can't succeed there. I got to stay within my own county, within my own people to get anywhere. And that's just how St. Louis is, for real. So it's always been like this. It's been like this before we was even born. So it's not going to change anytime soon.
We're going. We're leaving. It's over for Canfield. No more living here. No rent. We're leaving. I'm so serious, though. We got to go, though. It's just too much. And then, like I said, you don't want to come home to this. It's too much, like, especially after dark when it gets violent, they get to shoot this tear gas.
How do you think that Ferguson moves forward from this?
As far as moving forward, I don't even see it happening, honestly. I don't know, but I just see it getting worse. Like, it's already going downhill because there's not a lot of understanding on what everybody over here that lives here is going through. My name is Shakina.
And what was your name?
Bianca Huff.
Do you talk to your child about this?
He actually talked to me and said, when he seen the stuff outside, he said, that's the boy that passed and the police. Like, he'll say little things because he heard everybody speaking about it. But I just try to tell him, like, you know, talk about something positive and tell him he don't have to worry about nothing like that. You know, just worry about, try to keep him worrying about kid things, cartoons, toys. I talk to him and I try to, like, I know he's not going to really understand, but he understands a lot. He's very smart for three. So I just try to keep him focused on cartoons or anything that a child should be focused on and not this. Yeah, not this. Because I feel like he shouldn't even be having to worry about that at the age of, you know, 3 years old.
What kind of questions does he have for you?
He was basically like, did the police do this? And he's seen police before. So he was like, did the police do this? And how did the boy pass? And just different questions. But I just try to tell him he was hurt. You know, and he'd be like, so he gone? I'd say, yeah, he gone. But, you know, I just tell him, like, you know, he gone, but, you know, he in a better place. He'd just say, okay, and keep going by the day. So as long as he don't get too distraught, I just let him do that.
Yes, I'm Brandon. I just feel like they need to treat everyone with the same level of respect regardless of race, because it's not a race issue. It's a justice thing. So many of us have gone through the same harassment from police, and if it escalates to a point to where he can get away with murder while your hands are in your urn, you're on your knees, then I don't feel like it can ever be right. But we can try to make a change.
The community has come together a lot more.
This is Tanisha Nesbitt.
It is sad that it had to be a situation like this for us to come together. Everything that's been going on, it's not, you know, everybody doesn't agree with everything. But how much can you take? We go through this every day. We get profiled just even by living in this area. It's like, now what do you do? We want justice, that's all.
Do you think you'll get it?
That's what we hope for, you know, like, I have a strong faith in God that he's going to, you know, make everything okay and that everybody's going to come together. You know, people are going to be brought to justice. I hope that, but, I mean, this is real life. I just want to be realistic in everything that I'm saying. We're just hoping that this time this is it. We're not taking it anymore.
You just heard conversations with young people in Ferguson, near the spot where 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed by a police officer 5 days earlier. KBIA producers Austin Federa, Katie Heiler, Hope Kerwin, and Bram Sable-Smith conducted these interviews in Ferguson yesterday.